Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
The reason that a lot of us are investing, whether we're passive or we're active, is to have an ultimate goal of financial independence, financial freedom, retirement, whatever you call it. The way I look at it is retirement is a dollar amount. It's not an age.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. I'm the former host of the Actively Passive Investing Show here on Best Ever. Very excited to be releasing this new segment and this new series with you. We have finally concluded 100 episodes of the Actively Passive Investing Show. So now we're making a pivot to this new series. Passive Investor Tips has always been my Instagram and Facebook handle for those connected with me on social media. And the purpose and intent of this series is to paint the philosophy and the mindset and to give you tactical, valuable information on how to be a passive investor. Not everybody wishes to be a full-time passive investor like myself. Some folks are part-time passive investors. Some people are just looking into it for educational purposes or for diversifying their portfolio. The way I like to think of this is it's like a free coaching or a free mentorship program. We're going to have a dedicated playlist on YouTube for those of you that are more visual learners. And of course, there'll be the audio version on bestevercre.com as well. These episodes are going to be great, to the point, very quick. If you happen to be waiting on a meeting to start, you happen to be doing a quick commute, you just have 5-10 minutes of time and you want to tune in to the Best Ever Show, this is going to be the show for you. So that's it for the backstory. I'm going to dive right into today's first topic, financial freedom. Should you stop working? The reason that a lot of us are investing, whether we're passive or we're active, is to have an ultimate goal of financial independence, financial freedom, retirement, whatever you call it. The way I look at it is retirement is a dollar amount. It's not an age. So it's more than possible that you could retire in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and the old 65 and a half or 68 or whatever it is doesn't have to be applicable in your story. So the question that we're trying to answer is how much is enough for you? And see, we're all different. And the other question is, should you stop working if you happen to have enough? And let me quickly define FI, or financial independence, through the way I see it. It's that you have more passive income than you have lifestyle expenses. So the simple math is, if you have $10,000 per month in passive income and your lifestyle only requires $7,000 per month, you have financial independence.
We'll get back to the show, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. When it comes to scaling your real estate business, is lack of capital holding you back? Raising private capital on demand can be a major challenge, but you can get the knowledge and tools you need to succeed when you attend Dana Cornell's 4-week Raise Capital Masterclass Live. After starting out with no capital or relationships, Dana has raised over $1 billion twice in the past 20 years. And he has made it his mission to share the best of what he's learned with business owners and investors like you. You can learn more at danacornell.com/best ever. Dana's Raise Capital Masterclass Live allows you to immediately unlock and raise capital on demand, drastically increasing your business's growth. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, go to danacornell.com/best ever to enroll today. I'd like to introduce you to my good friends over at PassiveInvesting.com, a private equity real estate firm based out of the Carolinas. PassiveInvesting.com makes it easy for you to start investing in real estate. They focus on acquiring institutional quality apartments and self-storage facilities with private accredited investor funds. They also have a real estate debt fund that offers hard money loans to local fix and flippers across the U.S., which currently has a 0% default rate. With a portfolio of over $700 million in assets and controlling over $250 million in equity, they know how to secure the best deals and how to avoid the red flags. If you are interested in learning more, please reach out directly to PassiveInvesting.com and request the free Passive Investor Guide that outlines the 7 red flags for passive apartment and self-storage investing. Visit PassiveInvesting.com/red flags to download that PDF now. That's PassiveInvesting.com/red flags.
So we're all going to have different numbers. I've spoken to thousands of investors at this point. Some people's number is 50K per month, some people's 10K a month, some people's 4K a month. It all depends on you, your needs, your lifestyle, how you want to live. So here's what I want to have you consider. Do you enjoy what you do for work or actively? Because here's the thing, at the end of the day, why would you stop doing something that you love? To me, my mantra has always been that passive income allows you to do more of the things you love and less of the things you do not. You see, there's very little difference between winning the lottery, like so many of us daydream about, and actually having financial independence. At the end of the day, you have more money than you need to support your lifestyle. So let's paint a practical example here. Let's say that currently at your active job or career, you earn $10,000 per month in net income. Now let's say you have $10,000 net income being deposited automatically into your bank account, whether or not you work, aka passive income. Now, this is where we all differ. You would have some folks who quit their job because, quite frankly, they don't enjoy the work that they do. You would have some people that would just simply continue working and use the extra income to do whatever with. Some people would switch to part-time work. So it's not necessarily that they don't enjoy what they're doing. They're just overworked. Some people would pivot careers, try something new. Some people might take the opportunity to take a short sabbatical, maybe 6 months off, and then return to the workplace. We're all different. So I encourage you to think, what would you do? This exercise in episode number 1 is simply to get you to open your mind a little bit, to start writing down and speaking out about the things that bring value to you, the things that you love and enjoy, and the things that you don't. We need to clearly be able to articulate that to move forward. And that's why I start with this in episode 1, to start opening our mind and our context. So the answer to today's question of financial freedom, should you stop working, is quite simply that it depends on you. I'm going to leave you today and throughout the week to think on that. I encourage you to write it down, talk it through, and clearly articulate that for yourself. I'm Travis Watts. You're listening to our brand new series, Passive Investor Tips, exclusively here on Best Ever. I look forward to sharing more with you in episode number 2 next week. In the meantime, like, subscribe, comment. Let's connect on social media. Have a best ever week, everyone.